Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
See it on screen. Congressman wants to bring Obama to court for not faithfully executing laws. And you can see a little doodle I just did there, side issue. But Congressman Tom Rice of South Carolina, Republican, is sponsoring a resolution in the House of Representatives that would, if adopted, direct the legislative body to bring a civil action for declaratory or injunctive relief to challenge certain policies and actions taken by the executive branch. He basically goes on to say that he's acting as a dictator. This, I'm really a big fan of Congressman Tom Rice now. I'll try to get him on, guys. That is exactly what I expect to start seeing happening. Here's another one. After they put all the chemicals in the food and water to destroy the sperm count, scientists create robotic sperm to help with fertilization and drug delivery. That's out of the London Independent. Let's go to your calls, as many as I can. Let's jam them in here. I'm pretty good about taking calls. Just let folks talk for a long time so we run out of time. Mike in Denver, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going today, buddy?
Good, brother.
Good. I just wanted to tell you we're having a First Amendment rally for a cake shop owner that was found guilty of discrimination because he wouldn't make a same-sex cake for a gay couple.
Well, those people have a right to not shop there. And I haven't heard about this. Is this in the news yet?
Yeah, it's in the news. It happened. He got he refused them in July, and then they brought a suit against him, and the judge said he couldn't discriminate, but the administrative judge didn't fine him, so now he can't appeal it.
But, again, I can see the point of saying, you know, why not just make somebody's cake, but next it'll be, you know, I mean, what if he doesn't agree with, say, Catholics or Muslims, doesn't want to make a Muslim cake? People could disagree with what he's doing, but they should allow folks, especially if it's not a big chain, to, you know, have their own rights. I mean, look at how they're trying to make Hobby Lobby stay open on Sundays or pay for abortions when they don't want to do that, and it's owned by a Christian. So this is really, in the name of liberty, they're creating a tyranny.
If you want to look up Lakewood, Colorado cake shop gay problem, they should check it out, but we got to stop it somewhere.
Well, it says, no right to refuse gay couples wedding cake. And it says, let them eat cake, folks out there protesting him. And it goes on to say, if you're going to sell wedding cakes in Colorado, you have to sell them to everyone who comes into your shop. You can't pick and choose among customers based upon your belief that some weddings are immoral. Well, I mean, if you have a religious reason, this is just never going to end. I mean, and again, folks, why don't these people worry about fluoride in the water that's attacking everybody? I mean, it's just constantly make people, it's just incredible. Let's jam in one more caller. Thanks, Mike. Let's talk to Richard in Pennsylvania. But you can't have a nativity scene at the military base, though. But you can have a gay cake. See, I mean, it's all selective here. Go ahead, Richard. You're on the air.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to be racist or anything like that, you know. John Adams said the Constitution was extorted through the grinding necessities of reluctant people. And, he knew what he was talking about. He lived through it, Alexander Hamilton threatening the state of New York to separate the city from the state if they didn't go along. And Rhode Island was threatened to be treated as an independent state and taxed out the yin-yang with any business with other states. And you had the amendments offered up as part of that extortion process. Oh, just sign here and later on we'll pass these amendments and it'll be a vast sweeping prohibition against government tyranny, you know. And here we are, you know, with the 60th Amendment, create the IRS, which expands government over us, doesn't limit it.
When I say the Constitution, I mean the 1798-type Constitution. It's not perfect either. I like the Bill of Rights, which was the answer to the Constitution.
Read the 16th Amendment, and it's in direct contradiction of Article 1, Section 9, that says Congress will not have the power of laying such taxes. I mean, it's just...
No, I hear you. I'm out of time. Sorry to all the callers. Thank you, Richard. Richard's next. We're just talking to... I know we were just talking to Richard. One time ago to Paul, Danny, and Alex and others. Great job to the crew. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. And the nightly news is tonight, 7 o'clock, with myself and the rest of the InfoWars crew. I got a comedy piece coming up tonight on the news.
The
the facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. We are here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then we return with the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. Congressman, former Congressman Dr. Ron Paul will be joining us with a lot of key intel on the economy, on Obama becoming a dictator at the start of the third hour, 2 hours from now, roughly, a little less than 2 hours from now. We'll have open phones. In the meantime, I want to give first-time callers a chance to call in first. Then in the second hour, I'll have a free-for-all. But on any of the news, I love the wild card aspect of it. On any topic you want to raise, on any news item you want to bring up, on any question you've got, agree with me, disagree with me, wide open phones, first time callers, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now, here is just some of the news that is up on InfoWars.com right now. Anti-Christian group forces Air Force to remove nativity scene. And that happened, of course, yesterday. But Kurt Nemo's got an article breaking it down with a deeper analysis on the persecution of Christians. But everything else is allowed. Also, Obama nominates Israeli bankster as Federal Reserve vice chair. And I think that's an issue. We got two articles by Nemo right there because we should obviously have people that are Americans first and foremost. Even the Federal Reserve is a private entity running government policy. Also, Homeland Security employee who called for mass murder of whites finally has been fired. And also, America Dream, rest in peace. Two-thirds of all Americans think the American Dream has died. And a lot of them think capitalism did it when it's the opposite. It's been rigged markets, the opposite of free market, that have done this. Damage control. We're going to get into the article with the... Well, we're going to break that down when we actually get into that at that time. Also, we're going to get into Obama shipping in China. Produced poultry. Why not? They already get our fluoride. Most of the fluoride they put in our water comes from China with hundreds of other chemicals and toxins and heavy metals added to it. Why not? The sky's the limit. And also another story, a handful of constitutionally minded people within the Pentagon stopped the Syrian war. And that is a very important article because it breaks down the fact that that's been confirmed, but not many people are aware of it. There's actually good people in the Pentagon that put the brakes on that, thanks to public support as well. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's go over some of the Obamacare news. Let's just go over these headlines. Obamacare, one of the greatest achievements in the nation's history. That's Representative Jan, how do you pronounce that, Schakowsky? And CNS News reports, never mind that naysayers, this representative from Illinois introduced positive reviews of Obamacare into the congressional record at Wednesday's congressional hearing. Then she addressed Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius personally. She said, I just want to say to you, Madam Secretary, I am absolutely confident that the role that you played in bringing affordable health care to millions, tens of millions of Americans, will go down in history as one of the greatest achievements of our country throughout the entire history. And I want to thank you for that. And I actually agree that this is one of the greatest achievements of absolute, open, manifest fraud. I absolutely agree with that because it is such a huge fraud. And it makes P.T. Barnum look like an honest person. It makes Pinocchio's nose look short. It's just unspeakable levels of fraud stacked on top of fraud. That's just one of the articles. Here, let's move on to the next one over here. Issa, the congressman, charges Sebelius with criminal obstruction in Obamacare investigation. That is like charging the sun with coming up in the morning. Manifest lying, manifest fraud, designed to bankrupt the economy. This is a globalist, communist-run operation to blow out our engine, our financial engine, and collapse the country. And when you look at Sebelius, you realize she knows exactly what she's doing. They are carrying out the destruction of this country to build their authoritarian utopia on its ashes. And they're doing a great job. Again, White House works to attract younger health plan users. That means young, dumb morons that they can feed into a meat grinder, just like they do for the military. Sebelius says social media celebrities will help get the message out. They'll make it trendy to be ripped off. And they've actually been hiring Hollywood stars, music stars, to tell people to basically stick their hand in a garbage disposal. And if you put it out on MTV or in the culture, even intelligent people I found just get mesmerized by it and by the glitz and by fame and just think it must be good because the Hollywood people are saying that. I'm going to get to that here in a moment. In fact, here it is. Sexiest man alive brought in to boost Obamacare enrollment. That's right. Drudge Report has a photo of the individual who they say is the sexiest man alive. I can't really comment. He looks pretty stupid to me, sticking his tongue out. And it's kind of like a twerp, but what do I know? And this guy's name is Adam Levine or Levine. I have no idea. I don't even know who Adam Levine is. I'll show you. The singer of Maroon 5. I do know about how the world actually works. So, of course, what people are supposed to do is obsess all day over the celebrities and how to look trendy. And then, to a certain extent, women then think if they find a trendy man, that will make them successful. But the whole trendiness is actually there to show a few examples that are successful by being trendy. But then everyone else just basically buys into that so that you're unsuccessful. And it's all a paradigm to keep you out of the real world, out of discovering the real world, and to keep you in the matrix. So there you go. The Obama administration is bringing in the sexiest man alive to help boost Obamacare enrollment numbers. Well, you know, they say the greatest advertisement ever was Bill Hicks. It's just a sexy woman, you know, showing you a can of beer or a can of Coke. That's the moment. Look at the beer commercials. They show a bunch of beautiful women on the beach running around, just having the best time of their lives, and they're drinking a cold beer. When a guy's got a cold beer, doesn't matter if he's got a body by Budweiser, a giant porcine pot belly bigger than a hippopotamus's. It doesn't matter because he's got the beer. Of course, the women actually aren't really attracted to him, and he's all alone drinking the beer. That doesn't matter. He still just thinks if he drinks more beer that the 15 Swedish bikini team models will rappel down on ropes from helicopters. And if you buy into the whole rap culture, the whole deal, you're going to be successful. Why? All of you are going to be in the NFL. All of you are going to be in the NBA. All of you are going to be the top golfers. All of you are going to be stars, ladies and gentlemen. When you already can look up at the stars at night and you are a star made by the creator of the universe with all this incredible adventure going on around you, people look down at the dirt and obsess over celebrity. And I know a lot of celebrities. Some of them are really interesting, really smart, really neat people. It's fun to know them. You can admire the music they play. You can, but when you get into the whole culture being that and not the bedrock of liberty, then your society degenerates. So that's a historical cycle. But it's okay. Obama has the sexiest man alive, they say, to help push it. And the goal that he's going to have pushing it is 100 million internet contacts. And that's put out by the White House. Yeah, they want your data when you go over and over again trying to get your free health care. They want your data. They want to track and know who doesn't have health care so they can grab your paycheck, garnish your wages, grab your tax refund, and grab your bank account. And that's now been admitted. And it's kind of like a soda machine where you put in your dollar and then it doesn't give you a drink, but you're really thirsty, so you keep sticking dollars in. By the third or fourth try, not getting the bottled water, the Gatorade, the Coca-Cola out, have you figured out that it's broken or it's a scam? No. If you have the sexiest man alive or the NFL promoting Obamacare, and you've got a bunch of bombshell beauties promoting it, then it must be okay. So it doesn't matter. It's all a fraud by design to bankrupt the country. Just have Hollywood promote it. And they admit they're targeting young people. They think you're dumb. You haven't been figured out. It's a screw job yet. This is so predatory. They even admit they're targeting you in a criminal operation, and they think you're so broke back that they can get away with anything. People ask, what's the limit? The sky. The sky is the limit because these trendies will never admit Obama conned them. Ever. Their identity is in it. And so it isn't even Obama who's running things, but his idea, his front, his figurehead is the universal projection of the deception. Oh, HHS awards another $58 million for Obamacare navigators to known criminal groups, the Weekly Standard reports. Isn't that nice to go out and literally get all your personal data, basically threatening you at your door. So that's just some of the news on that front. And taxpayers shell out $14,000 per Obamacare enrollee for the cost of each enrollee that's actually been able to sign up for it. Obamacare raised the cost of your kids' braces and When we come back, it gets better. Obamacare advertises on ESPN with taxpayer money, but ESPN drops Christmas ad for referring to God and Jesus. And the lady that brought out the fake birth certificate, she's dead. Plane crash.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For those of us that by the grace of God are not in a trance, doesn't mean we're not influenceable, doesn't mean we don't make mistakes, doesn't mean we're perfect. But for those of us that are actually conscious and awake, it's comical, it's painful, it's disgusting, it's nauseating, it's infuriating, it's mind-boggling to watch people conned by the hype-driven system. And look, I don't blame people. I remember when I was a child, my dad taking me to movies like The Running Man and stuff when I was like 12 years old and thinking Arnold Schwarzenegger was just the most manly, awesome, cool guy in the world. And that is a good movie. Great Stephen King screenplay and book, short story. Now that I know who Arnold Schwarzenegger really is as an adult, he's a horrible, abusive monster. And it's the same thing, but now because I've actually had a chance to get to know a lot of celebrities, I know most of them are vapid, empty, unhappy people, themselves obsessed with other celebrities, just like a child. But then many of them actually know it's all a big fraud and a prison, and they want to change their name and get out of it, or fake their death. And the reason I talk about this so much is that it is celebrity, the celebrity of Obama, the celebrity of Obamacare and who's pushing it, the celebrity of Oprah Winfrey, to sell a lie. When Oprah Winfrey probably has about 170 IQ, she's a genius of manipulation and deception. She's part of eugenics secret meetings that have leaked, confirmed. She's part of running bizarre cult takeovers of Africa and churches that she uses as fronts. I mean, she's one of the only people they let into meetings where there's only 10 top globalists. They let Oprah Winfrey in. Just to give you an idea. And this is a woman selling racialist, race-pimping division and trying to sell her people out and trying to depopulate Africa. I mean, that's why she's been brought up to that level. She's very intelligent, but she's very evil. And she sits there and fake cries, just like Obama and everybody else, to her audience of people she's abusing. And that makes me not even hate her. It makes me realize this is El Diablo. You get really smart, talented people who choose to be parasites so she can be worth, you know, $10 billion or whatever it is. It's disgusting. Truly sick how she sits there and beams that she's a real person and really cares about people. But when you actually study her, she's a cold-blooded operator. Just like Obama. These people, you turn your back on them, they will stick it in. They will stick a knife right between your political, cultural, and spiritual ribs, right into your heart. And it's just once you know this, the trance is broken, the haze is broken, and you realize, my gosh, these people are literally abusing me. I think everybody should go see the film, The Face in the Crowd. I want to get that clip at the end. Or maybe do a movie review for the Nightly News, showing the progression of the film, reviewing it, and then showing the end scene where the Oprah Winfrey-type character, but he's a white guy, played by Andy Griffith, and he doesn't know he's live on air still, talking about what idiots his viewers are. And I remember seeing that as a kid on television one night when my dad was out of town, me and my mom watched it. I'll never forget, I was probably about 8 years old. I thought nobody'd actually really be like that. And now I realize with these globalist folks, that's the norm, not the exception. They don't get off on building good products, writing good books, having good culture, teaching people things, building people up. I mean, I enjoy teaching people things. I enjoy helping other talk show hosts that aren't as successful as I am, who are good people. I enjoy trying to lift up other news organizations. I enjoy seeing people do well. I think it's neat when somebody is worth billions of dollars on their own initiative and they bring something to humanity. I admire the Swiss. You can have $1 billion, and they don't just want $1 billion brought to Switzerland. If you've got a patent on something for construction or something for electronics, and you'll just come to Switzerland that because you've invented something and you've done something, you don't have to even bring money, then they'll have you into the country. I mean, that's the type of culture. I was thinking about that last night. That's the type of culture I want to live in, not where you come here and we give you free welfare so you'll vote to enslave those of us that produce. And that's really what this comes down to. I mean, what do you bring to the table? What do you contribute to society to make it a richer society? I like to see culture rise. I just admire beauty. I don't get mad at some guy when he's got a girlfriend looks like Marilyn Monroe. I admire them. and just think, man, they must really love each other. But most guys I know get violently angry. So I guess I'm just a weirdo. We're going to come back and get into the Obamacare death.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Okay, here it is. Life Change Tea's commitment to excellence. Once again, Ronnie McMullen here, challenging you to a better lifestyle and health. On my radio show, I challenge people to think and act on good mental health, and this, in turn, promotes great physical health. Life Change Tea is a head start product to help aid your health and bring you your best life. And Life Change Tea doesn't taste like tea. It tastes great. So now, here's your holiday bonus. Buy now a 1 month supply, and we'll give you 2 weeks for free. It's our holiday giveaway, and it's the best sell of the year. Lose weight and feel great this holiday season. So order now. Call 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Remember, we love our customers, and our customers love our tea. Getthetea.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Going to go to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. We'll continue the news in the next hour. But health director who approved Obama's birth certificate dies in a plane crash. And this is out of U.S. News and World Report. It's also in NBC News reporting on it. The health director who approved the release of President Obama's birth certificate has died in a plane crash, Hawaiian officials said last night. Or I guess this morning, actually, because it's Thursday right now, the 12th day of December 2013. Loretta Fuddy, I guess you'd pronounce it, died after the Cessna Grand Caravan aircraft she was traveling on went down shortly after leaving the airport around 3:15 p.m. on Wednesday. So this news just came out. The other eight people on board were rescued So who knows if it was foul play, but there was no indication as why the plane had crashed. But I had said at the time, you can pull these videos up right when they released the birth certificate a few years ago, that was clearly fake. I'm not saying she put out a fake, but someone may have made a fake inside the records and given it to her to release, that whoever was involved in this or whoever might blow the whistle inside later would be having a plane crash or getting mugged and falling down and hitting their head. So it's very, very suspicious. But, of course, there won't be any investigation of that. Also, speaking of government-run healthcare, NHS never events revealed. That's never, never events that they want to happen. That's the National Health Service in England. Surgeons carried out heart surgery on wrong patient, wrong toe removed, and wrong foot operated on. And it just goes over 148 never events, medical mistakes that, according to the guidelines, should never happen at NHS Trust between April and September this year. And it just goes into the nightmare scenarios that we're going to be living under here more and more. And again, I'm not saying that our current healthcare system is good. What I'm saying is that it's government and corporate takeover of the healthcare system that's made it so expensive and so fraudulent. That's what the history shows. And now they're going to wreck it even worse to bring in total single payer that micromanages every facet of our lives with social control, because we're now all communally tied to socialist healthcare, but with the profits offshored in a fascist pipeline. So the very worst system that they could come up with, purely criminal, exploitive, private corporate tax with social engineering by private corporate eugenicists. You could not come up with something nastier than this. Now, Obamacare is now advertising, I guess, with taxpayer money on ESPN. And the big insurance companies are all lobbying to keep Obamacare in place as it is right now because they wrote it. But I love how when I criticize Obamacare, I see comments and emails saying, you must work for, you know, the insurance companies. It's like, what? No connection to the insurance companies, except I have insurance, overpriced, that I never use. It just went up, by the way, a bunch. I haven't even done a story on that yet. My insurance out of Minnesota, because that's, I got it through Genesis, has only gone up really 50% or so, though. I guess I'm on the low end. So thank you, Obamacare. I won't get kicked off, and I won't have my premiums raised, and no one else will, and it'll lower the price of a phone or cable bill. But here it is, Obamacare advertises on ESPN. Last night, the 30-second advertisement ran to encourage folks to sign up at Health Insurance Marketplace, otherwise known as Obamacare. Now, for the first time, you can be covered with a quality health plan from a new Health Insurance Marketplace, part of the healthcare law, says the Mail announcer. Absolute total fraud, and it ran on ESPN. Perfect audience of sports morons. Men who don't want to spend time with their family. Men who don't want to spend time learning how the world really works. They want to go home at 6, 7 o'clock at night and watch 5 hours of sports. And men all acting manly, sitting around desk, talking about this quarterback or this running back or this golf player. Maybe one thing if you watch golf on Saturday or Sunday. Maybe one thing if you went to a football game, you know, once a month, or went to your kid's little league. I'm all for athletics if you're in it. I love it. But, I mean, it's just such a sick sign of the Roman decline that we've become. So let's play the ad that's allowed to air. Then we've got a clip of Fox News reporting on the very same ESPN drops Christmas ad, because Christmas is offensive. The word Christmas is not allowed, but we will run an ad by a criminal government run by foreign banks and insurance companies to have people go sign up so they can be sent tax bills for not having Obamacare because they're not allowed to sign up for Obamacare. I mean, that is beyond a bizarro world, futuristic novel by Heinlein or somebody like that. I mean, this is just, if you wrote satire like this 30 years ago, no one would believe it. They would say it's too fantastical, absurdist, surrealist. And now I feel like I'm in a living inside a cuckoo bird clock or something with the general public, because I hear people at, you know, at the store or wherever or at the bank talking, and they're like, I like Obama, or I think the healthcare is going to be fine. They're going to fix it. And I see the comments online and everything. And sure, it's maybe 30% of the public that's still literally living in a false reality, but it's still just insane because it doesn't matter if Congress has a 6% approval rating. The system just set the precedent that this is what they're going to do. So I'm trying to figure out, how do they top this? Well, they're going to take the public and private pension funds to protect them, just like the models they've done in other countries hundreds of times in different counties, cities, and regions around the world thousands of times. How they've done it in California and other areas, how they're doing it in Michigan, and it will come everywhere when they're done because it's designed to bankrupt us no matter what we do. They've signed us on to systems that are unsustainable. They'll first have a deal and take 20% of the pension funds, public and private, here or there, to protect them. And then 2 years later, oh, it's insolvent again. We got to take another 30. And they're like, oh, a couple years later, you know what? We're going to take 80% of what's left. That's what's happening in Detroit right now. Or you're going to get nothing. And the average sheeple that are totally cowardly, totally scared, and most of them government workers that have been parasiting off people and running everybody out of the area anyways, in California or Michigan, they're going to say, okay, I'll take my 20%. And then down the road, they're going to take half of that or 80% until you end up with nothing. And listen, you're not going to get Social Security within the next 5-10 years. It's the same thing worldwide. They're going to take your Social Security one bite at a time. They're going to take the stock market when the dollar devalues. It's all pumped up. And I'm not saying this to scare you, folks. It's only going to get worse the longer you beg to be hurt by the New World Order. The longer you're gullible, the longer you go, well, my favorite music star says, In ads, I should sign up for Obamacare. So it's so trendy, I feel like I'm buying into it and I'm his friend or I'm her friend. You know, if Kanye West, Beebler or whatever, Joseph Beebler, what's that idiot kid's name? Justin Beebler, Jobbler, whatever his name is. If they say it, you do it. Excuse me. Let's go ahead, because I want to go to your phone calls and get to Obamacare advertises on ESPN. But Christians, you see the door? You're offensive, Christians. Your nativity scene, anti-Christian group forces Air Force to remove nativity scene. What you're doing is offensive. You're offensive to us. Your existence is bigoted. The name father and mother in government documents all over the country is being removed because it's offensive to be a father or a mother. It's offensive if you're a man and you like women. It's offensive if you're a woman and you like men. It's offensive if you like health and justice and family. It's offensive. You're being alive is offensive to the New World Order. So let's go ahead and go to the not offensive con artist ad. Literally to suck people in to be mugged by the Obamacare fraud machine and his army of criminal navigators that we predicted with Kit Daniels 4 months ago, 2 months before this latest pile of you-know-what dropped into the thunder mug. That's what my great-grandfather called a toilet, a thunder mug. I tell you, the American people, Obama sees the American people as a giant thunder mug. And I'm telling you, if they had a trendy, tell people that it was chocolate raining on us, they'd run out. You could tell a trendy and have Obama say, that stuff you see on the grass at the park, that's chocolate. And I'm telling the average Obama supporter, I'm not even joking, would get down on the ground and start eating it. I'm telling you, folks, if they had Kanye West, get out there and say, get on the ground and eat dog crap, people would do it. And I'm not joking. The Aztecs said it was trendy to take your child up and have their heart cut out, and they did it. You think I'm joking? I'm not joking. Let's go ahead and go to the ad that's allowed on ESPN.
That's the best a man can get.
Now I'm covered.
Now for the first time, you can be covered with a quality health plan from the new Health Insurance Marketplace, part of the healthcare law. It's where brand name companies offer plans you can compare side by side, and it's the place to get lower monthly payments.
I'm covered.
Oh, it's lower.
So if you have an accident, get sick, or just need a checkup,
I'm covered.
We're covered. Now we're covered.
Covered BS.
Enroll now at the Health Insurance Marketplace at healthcare.gov.
Isn't that sweet? Isn't that darling that they do that for us? By the way, you're going to get lower prices through Obamacare. On average, they've doubled, set to quadruple the next 2 years. Humana plans in Texas, Mike Adams of naturalnews.com got that document. a 500-something percent increase. We can show the document. My dad's is doubled in like three installments. Just that's how they do it to most people. It goes up 25, 50%, 30%. It's just the way they take your pension fund. I'll tell you, they never start having tanks drive around and guys in black uniforms and training to take on gun owners to fight al-Qaeda folks. That when the government starts doing that, it's like when criminals come into a bank and say, hands up. When the state starts arming against you and training against you, they're saying, you know, they're walking into a bank, hands up, folks. All right, move in the operation. But before they did that, they culturally hit you with a culture bomb to dumb you down. Chemicals, biologicals, there it is. Rate shock, Obamacare causing 539% increase in health insurance cost for Texans. If you scroll down, right there in the article, he's actually got a copy of the document there in the story. So there you go. And it actually says you have the right to contact the Texas Department of Insurance regarding this notice. And then in there it says your increase, percentage of change in 1 month, 539.60. I'm sorry. Here, now, that's not offensive. This is what's offensive. ESPN drops Christmas ad for reference to God and Jesus. There's not a dirtier word. The FCC ought to add that to the seven deadly words you're not allowed to say. Actually, they say you're allowed to say that now on broadcast TV. It's only selectively enforced against broadcast radio. In his continuing effort to expose the secular left's war on Christmas, Fox News Bill O'Reilly reported, what a good guy over there, I'm being sarcastic, on rather disheartening story about, I mean, O'Reilly does some good work, but he also goes, there's more and more sex abuse online, then cuts to a picture of me ranting about Obama, but doesn't say it's Obama, and then says, stop the hate on screen. It's like, but anyways, O'Reilly got this right. Each Christmas, thousands in our community send messages of hope to sick and injured children who may not be able to come home for the holidays, said SSM's Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center. We celebrate the birth of Jesus. That's what Christmas is, and the season of giving, bringing hope to many children, parents, and families we serve. Our patients are filled with hope as they receive a message each day from the treasure chest beneath our tree of hope. God forbid at a Catholic hospital they run an ad for helping sick kids. You're not allowed to have the Catholics run ads. The Catholics are supposed to teach abortion at their churches, according to Obamacare. Help us reveal God's healing presence this Christmas. Send your message of hope. And what they don't want is the medicine of love and God and remembering it's not about materialism. It's about helping sick children. I told my wife it's Christmas time. I said, what are we doing for charity? We're going to give money to Salvation Army. We're going to give money to some good children's hospitals. We're going to give money to some other things where you know 90-plus percent of it goes to what? There's only a few charities you can really even trust out there. And you know, God forbid, no. We've got to have Bill Clinton run ads for Haitian kids where he keeps more than half of it for his private jet aircraft. Again, that's the kind of charity we can run. So let's go ahead and air this dirty banned ad from ESPN. Here it is.
Back to follow-up segment tonight, the continuing battle over Christmas and Jesus. Hospital in St. Louis wanted to take out a TV ad on ESPN that said this.
Each Christmas, thousands in our community send messages of hope to sick and injured children who may not be able to come home for the holidays. At SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center, we celebrate the birth of Jesus and the season of giving, bringing hope to the many children, parents, and families that we serve. Our patients are filled with hope as they receive a message each day from the treasure chest beneath our tree of hope.
They made me smile.
Help us reveal God's healing presence this Christmas. Send your message of hope at glennon.org.
But ESPN said they would not run that ad because the lines celebrate the birth of Jesus and God's healing message are problematic, their word, to the network.
Yeah, and offensive. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Only in an authoritarian country, the old Soviet Union, would you see something like this. And remember what came out a few months ago. We broke it. People didn't believe it. And then the documents got released by folks at Fort Hood. And Fox News finally did pick it up, but they actually taught them that if you're part of the Tea Party or give money to an evangelical group or a part of it, we're going to court-martial you because these are terrorist groups. And under federal law, aiding a terrorist group is punishable by prison. Yeah, if you send money to the Somali pirates, that's punishable by prison, and it should be. If you give money to Al-Qaeda, that's punishable by prison, and it should be. But our government's giving money, billions, and arms to Al-Qaeda in Libya, Syria, all over the place. Egypt, that's okay. But then, if soldiers want to be part of the Tea Party, mainline Americana, not perfect, but, you know, Bill of Rights, Constitution, family, Second Amendment, national sovereignty, low taxes, sounds like John F. Kennedy type stuff. If you support that, then we're going to court-martial you. It actually says court-martial you until we expose it and others expose it and they backed off. But it shows they're just going to keep pushing and 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 keep. I mean, this is incredible. This is the authoritarianism of these people. All right, Troy, Ryan, Tom, V, Austin, all of you, your calls are coming up. Kind of calls coming up into the next hour. I got a lot of other news we haven't gotten to yet, but it's just going to have to wait because I want to take your phone calls. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, and we're going to come right back and go to your phone calls on this Thursday, December 12th transmission.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Get the ultimate gift at the ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. At theultimateknife.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Coming up in the next hour, now even small town cops. war trucks that have been used in Iraq for the battle with the American people. The Washington Post crowdsources gun violence stories for Sandy Hook anniversary for another push to now turn Christmas into demonization of guns, even though violent crime is down using firearms. We're going to be going over all that. I'm going to go right back to your calls or to your calls here in just a moment, right into the next hour. Briefly, don't forget this Christmas, if you'd like to give the gift of awakening people with documentary films, books, liberty-based pro-Second Amendment apparel, there is a culture war going on versus individualism and freedom and those that want to push slavery. And we have the very best health-type products and supplements, the best, in my opinion, coffee in the world from northern areas of Guatemala into southern Mexico, mainly southern Mexico. In fact, this batch of coffee is from southern Mexico. Sometimes we can't get it. We'll go over into in the future, but bag it and point that out from Guatemala. And it's my favorite type of coffee. InfoWarsLife.com. We have the Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, proprietary. We have the Fluoride Shield that adds five other key compounds known to strip the poison out of the body with the Survival Shield. And then we also have the Supermel Vitality, but it probably will sell out by today. So that's all available at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com, and it also helps fund our operation in the face of the globalists. We couldn't do it without you voting with your dollars. And they are taking it down, I'm told, in about 10 minutes, the 20% off with promo code WATER20 on all the ProPure systems. This is your last chance to get 20% off on the best gravity-fed filters out there that cut out the fluoride, the glyphosates, all of it. That's InfoWarsStore.com, promo code WATER20 on the ProPure systems. And I told them to take it off, but during the break they told me they haven't taken it off. I said, wait 15 minutes and then pull it. So you got 15 minutes if you want to get 20% off with promo code WATER. Don't procrastinate. Start filtering your water today with a true water filter, not these other filters that don't really cut anything out. This is what I use. It is high quality. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, Troy in Missouri, first caller of the day, one of many. Thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Troy from St. Louis. I just want to let you know, I've been listening since 2006, mainly on WWCR at 9, but also on the podcast. You should get a St. Louis affiliate. anyway, everything crazy that's going on that you see today, I mean, everything, I don't know if I know you're aware of it, but I don't know if I've actually heard you say that this is just a spiritual war that's going on, and everything is like a physical manifestation of the spiritual war that we're all a part of.
No, that's it. I mean, you cannot have a children's hospital charity that's Christian put an ad on and say, help us take care of sick kids, because anything Christian is offensive. No, these people blocking us from access to the airwaves is offensive. And this is how Hitler started in Germany against groups he was going after, was banning them from advertising. First they shut you up, then they work your ass to death, then they kill you. Excuse me.
Yeah, well, yeah, and see, I have a little bit different take on it than I think maybe you or some other people might. I don't think that the Constitution is the answer, because the Constitution isn't the problem. Satan is the problem. And the worst kind of lie that people tell themselves, and I see it every day, is the lie that you tell yourself. So if you're going to lie to yourself, what would stop you from lying to other people? The answer is Jesus Christ, the spirit of Jesus Christ. I mean, if people aren't going to obey God's ways, why would anyone think that people are going to obey man's laws?
No, I hear you. But if you're going to have a rule of law, it should be based on God's law out of the Bible. And that's what I believe the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, and Constitution is. And that's why the devil's forces attack that document perpetually. So I'm going to come back to you, because I want to continue discussing this, Troy. I'm going to go to Ryan, Tom,
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation.
Generation,
fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.